These men, they're not the sort we need.
They're exactly the sort we need. They fought this kind of war before.
What about me? Am I one of that sort?
Hell no. You're the sort that gives that sort a bad name.
Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it most certainly is evil, as is every day. It is Evil Weasel Wednesday. It's the 16th day of August, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667- 770-1530. a nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 84 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 96 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 66 and thunderstorms. Sooner or later, we're going to get choked out of here. I mean, I can't believe we're not getting smoke yet. But I'm sure they're working on it, make no mistake. Well, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back, and we'll go see what's crazy today.
Broadcast from the trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, let's go over to the front page and see what the hell's going on. All right. Build on that moral high ground some more. I don't know, maybe what the hell we're doing. I mean, I don't like to sound defeatist, and I'm not. I'm not defeatist one goddamn bit. I'm pointing out the motherfuckers that are. So as I make that clear. Okay. What do we got? Zelensky chiefs use U.S. funds on luxury cars and Spanish villas while people sleep under fucking highway underpasses and their children fucking freeze in the winter and they ain't got enough food. But I got Joe Biden here hugging him, this faggot buddy, man. Maybe they're talking about the little girls they're going to pedophile tonight. Let's see what this has to say. According to an exclusive account by a former counselor to the Ukraine parliament published in Daily Express, U.S. Regional Army chiefs of Ukraine purchased expensive vehicles and homes in Spain as their compatriots perished on the front lines. And well, what the fuck? This is just par for the course. Isn't that what wars are all about? Mykola Volikovichi claims that as a result of President Volodymyr Zelensky today, fired all of Ukraine's provisional military recruitment commanders. Well, you can't get anybody to go up there, get shot while I'm getting a new car. And it's the world. According to Zelensky, in an examination of the recruitment officer, turned up violations ranging from aiding males of military age who were entitled to leave the country to avoid serving in the military to unlawful enrichment. Volkovinsky, who served as the chairman of the commission of a Ukraine parliament. I love that. Ukraine parliament's parliament. Okay. From 2014 to 2021, claimed the decision was widely expected in an interview with the Daily Press US. He said the most outrageous thing was that certain military commissioners began to enrich themselves. No, I won't believe this. These people are over there fighting for, they're fighting for fascism and communism. Oh, wait, maybe I can believe it. Began to enrich themselves and buy
new world order.
There you go. and buy new real estate abroad, particularly in Spain, and expensive luxury cars from the beginning of the war. It outraged Ukraine society. Yeah, when you're going out there getting shot and they're buying fucking nice cars and shit, and they're giving you fucking shit fucking weapons because they got to fucking, they have scammed the money somewhere now, don't they? He claimed that this has all occurred while Ukraine soldiers were dying at the front, and that there were constant problems with many officials. According to Mr. Volkovisky, Zelensky would develop a system where wounded troops who are no longer combat effective would instead oversee the regional military recruitment centers. He will do this through his top general, Valery Zulurzhinny. But I don't know if that's such a fucking good idea. Sending people up there with their arms and legs blowed off, saying, come on, give this a fucking go. He said the idea being to spread among Ukrainians that it would be good to send physically healthy military commissariat employees to the front line. Now, this sounds like old Germany, man. You go to the Eastern Front, or send you to the Eastern Front. And that their position should be filled with wounded soldiers who were physically unable to return to the army but could still carry out their professional duties in military commissariat, is what they're calling it. God damn it. It's drafting, no fucking doubt. Like I said, you're not a recruiter with no arms and no legs. Hey, you should go give this a try, man. It's really nice walking around with one fucking leg and one fucking arm and half a fucking tongue. He added the change should help overcome any corruption. It should get rid of the people running their fucking mouths too. Straight to fucking Stalingrad with your ass. Overcome any corruption risks associated with the job of deciding who saves or serves in Ukraine armed forces. Speaking on the matter, Zelensky said in a statement, this system should be run by people who know exactly what war is and why cynicism and bribery during war is treason. And he's like, this motherfucker ain't fucking sitting at the table, cutting it up in Kiev every fucking Friday after they get through with a week's killing. This is not the first time officials have been sacked for corruption in Ukraine. No. They're saying all these bad things about Ukraine, and I've heard so many good things about Ukraine. What am I to believe, people? What is information? What is disinformation? Which has been fighting to eradicate widespread corruption as it looks to the West for more money. Give us some more money to steal. Really, the people who run their mouth, we got rid of them. We sent their ass to the fucking God. We sent them to Stalingrad. 9 high-ranking officials were fired earlier this year after they were charged with accepting bribes and having vacations in Spain and France while the country was at war. And hey, we're supposed to be surprised by this or something. I don't fucking know. I don't. Why are they telling us this? Like it's going to change any goddamn thing. Ukraine wants to join the European Union, which has praised improvements in the nation, but issued a warning that anti-corruption measures were not being implemented quickly enough. This is laughable propaganda, and they got him up here looking all serious at the time. Fucking Joe Biden, you are such a monkey ass, I swear. You make me want to fucking puke. Let's see what else we got. YouTube's new policy is that it will censor you if you disagree with World Health Organization. They don't already do that. They censor us just for fucking preaching the goddamn Bill of Rights, the fucking authority for this whole goddamn country. YouTube recognizes that World Health Organization guidance might change. But if it does, it won't be because of debate on the YouTube. What? Really? UK, oops, wrong kind of wind today. Got this wind fucking generator, and it's on fire, and it's putting out more smoke than it would save in the fucking entire life of the whole piece of shit. White House Press Secretary J.K.P. posts then deletes tweet written in Joe Biden's voice. How do you write something in somebody's voice? I mean, you're getting down to the bottom of the fucking barrel with these son of a bitches. I kid you not. White House Press Secretary Karen Jean Perry, oh, that's how, drew laughs after she made and promptly deleted a post about the time she had run for president of the United States. They are bumbling. I mean, at the bottom, there are bumblers. I mean, they have to put somebody out front. And to put Joe Biden out there, I mean, they have to have a face for their party and what might have you. But to put a fucking pedophilic fucking idiot out there, and who isn't even writing his own goddamn statements. I mean, the flub quickly went viral with many speculating that she had accidentally written social media posts that was intended to be posted on Joe Biden's account. These are the people we fear. This is the people we're taking the shit from. I don't believe it. Oh, man. Let's see here. Investing in America means investing in all America, Jean Perry's post read. When I ran for president, I made a promise that I would leave no part of the country behind. This person's typing this fucking shit. I mean, she doesn't realize it. Well, we got the nothing but the best at the top, right? Tree dies from the top down. There's a lot of goddamn dead wood at the top of this tree. This Joe Biden's gateway post about leaving no part of the country behind comes as he is facing scrutiny for his reaction and response to the fires in Maui, Hawaii. The controversy started after a reporter asked Biden if he had any comment to give regarding the rising death toll in Maui. No comment, replied a grinning Biden. I watched a little short video and it showed this, you know, and he's walking. They're trying to teach him to walk so you can't tell he's got that fucking diaper on. I swear I can see it. Things did not end there. Shortly after Biden announced that the United States government would provide a measly $700 to help people who have been affected by the fires, but only if they had lost their homes and have critical needs. What's that, like two bags of groceries in Hawaii, maybe a half a tank of gas? This was, we got to take care of Ukraine, man. I mean, they're buying goddamn villas in Spain. And fucking, what a clusterfuck. This was described by many people, most of whom argue it's far too little. You think, except you know, with a fucking $100 bill, you can wipe your ass on it. It ain't worth what a fucking 10 was when I was a kid, or even just young, not even a kid. Make it $700 a month per family member in a household for a minimum of 2 years, wrote Scott Santines, director of the ITSA Foundation. A one-time $700 payment will definitely get their lives, houses, and property back. Great job, Biden, commented another user. I mean, they try to make this look like silliness, people, but goddamn it, what everything they're doing is cold and fucking calculated. You can bet on it. You can bet there are people dying in fucking Hawaii and Maui today, and people that didn't have to die because they don't let other people come and help them. I mean, you're drowning and you go to throw the fucking the life ring thing out and to save the person. Another person tackles you and says, no, you can't do it. Only we can throw life rings. Well, here it is. Well, no, we're not going to throw it right now. We have to sit down and we have to have a debate. We have to fill out several fucking forms before we can throw a fucking life ring. Numerous people pointed to massive amount of money and aid the Biden administration has sent over to Ukraine. Now, see, that was really fucking mean of them, wasn't it? I mean, pointing out the fucking hypocrisy, the fact that the son of a bitch does not, none of these fuckers represent us. None of them represent the people of Hawaii. The people of Hawaii are on their fucking own and they better get fucking mean and they better get mean quick. Thus far, Biden has sent $113 billion in taxpayer money. Our own fucking people over here are living under freeway underpasses. And we're talking $113 billion in taxpayer money to the Eastern European nation and green-lighted another $200 million on Monday. Well, of course, $200 million for some fucking foreign country that has nothing to fucking do with us. But that's where the Biden criminal fucking cartel fucking, that's where it makes its home. So, I mean, Jesus Christ almighty. And it's a place they can keep their fucking eyeballs off them, where they can go and Trump can go on over there and Putin can go on over there. and fucking all the fucking criminals can go over there. The fucking mafiosos, and they can sit down at a table on Friday and divide up the fucking money they stole from the various fucking countries during the week. And then they can go buy them a villa in fucking Spain. And if people start getting fucking a little bit pissed about it, well, hey, we'll throw them some fucking goddamn meat. We'll take some of these son of a bitches that aren't getting enough assholes to get up there and get their arms and legs shot off. Take the people who got their legs and arms shut off and put them in the recruiting positions and take these guys and send them to, Stalingrad. For comparison's sake, final commentary, Mark Wolosinski estimated Biden's $700 payment as totaling $1.9 million. Wolosinski posted his results on X. I love this. X. Everybody got so stupid they couldn't even sign their fucking name no more, so they started using the old X, formerly known as Twitter. Wolosinski sarcastically asked in the post, an entire town on U.S. soil has been destroyed overnight, and the best our government can come up do is 700. Well, yes, how in the fuck are they going to buy villas in Spain if they're paying for goddamn people's fucking food and fucking shelter in Hawaii? Come on. They burnt that property for a reason, not to put money into it, but to get money out of it. They take it away from the fucking Hawaiian people. Wake up. This is insulting. Is it really? Well, fuck you. I'm glad that you finally come around, Mark Wolski, or whoever in the fuck you are. You discovered uranium today. You mean these motherfuckers are corrupt? You mean this is an international corporate mafia? It ain't even a government. It's a fucking corporation. You found that out, did you? Well, man, salute you. Now get fucking mean and do something about it. Get up to speed with the rest of the people. Get on that one fucking page with the fucking unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791 on it. Learn that son of a bitch and invoke it and fucking take these motherfuckers and put them in the ground. And you know what? Things will change. You will get change. You will get real change. There will be no election that doesn't, but there will be fucking change. I guarantee you. Former President Trump, fuck yeah. You got to throw this because they're coming up on an election. They're going to start throwing this false left-right paradigm horse shit right in our fucking face again. Fuck you, Trump tards. Fuck you if you fucking believe in this fucking pedophilic piece of shit, because if you choose between Trump or any of the other fucking candidates, you're just choosing from which one of you guys, just be honest, come up on the fucking stage and tell us which one of you pedophiled the least children, because that's how I'm going to have to make my decision, okay? Not that I would ever, oh my God. How about just fucking dumping the fucking vote, revoking your goddamn voters registration? Let them fuckers know you're not playing this goddamn game no more. We're not talking about this shit no more. We want it fucking stopped, and we're going to stop it if we have to do it with fucking force. And we're ready to do it with force, but God damn it, taking that first step is being a motherfucker. You know, it's a long ways, and you know what you're looking at. But the first step to China starts with that first fucking step, doesn't it? Reaction to the fires while also providing a heartfelt message to the victims of his own. Oh. Man, when Donald Trump tells me he feels sorry my fucking house burnt down and that somebody burned my fucking house down because a bunch of his rich fucking buddies want to steal the fucking property and develop it, well, that just, oh God, man, I just want to hug the man. Hawaii fires reports insurance companies are now telling Maui residents that they have zoning infractions and won't be paying out. I see, you know, I'm going to tell you something. I seen this coming. I mean, if it can be chicken shit and it can be done, that's just the fucking way it is. Let's see what this will. They ain't going to let us. It's infuriating. It's infuriating. .. Land grab is in full of effect. If they can do what they did in Hawaii, they can do it anywhere, and they have been doing it anywhere. You fuckers have been sitting over there in the fucking sunshine. Good people over there in Hawaii. There are people over in Hawaii who know what the fuck's going on. They've been trying to tell your stupid asses what the fuck is going on, but you're just kicking back and fishing and laying in the fucking sun, Now you just got a cold slap in the fucking face. This ain't the first time this has happened. I'm going to tell you a little secret. This ain't even close to the first time this has happened. This ain't the first time that they've cordoned off areas where people need help and fucking kept people from going in and fucking helping me. Where people have had to sneak past fucking checkpoints to bring food into fucking starving ass people. This ain't the first time, pal. I mean, you seem really, there's a video up here. You can watch it. And fucking, this guy is really fucking indignant. But you know what else you are? You are ignorant, man. You are ignorant because you fucking sit back, and as long as it wasn't happening to you, you didn't give a shit. You weren't looking. But now it's fucking happened to you, and goddamn, I mean, they did that, really? They're not going to give you your fucking money for your insurance? I know so many fucking hurricane victims back on the East Coast that got fucked like that I can't even count them. Of course they're not. They take your fucking money. They don't give you shit, and they want you off the fucking land, by the way, stupid. That's why they're doing it. Now you got a choice. What the fuck are you going to do about it? Are you going to take it? See, you don't know. I could do something about it because I understand what the fuck's going on. I understand who I am. I understand what my fucking authority is. And I understand how to fucking exercise it. They would be giving me my goddamn money. I guarantee fucking to you. But I would never be able to own a house in Maui. Watch Biden once again smirks, then runs away from reporters asking about the rising death toll in Americans from the Maui wildfires, quickly zips away in a helicopter for a 1 week vacation in Lake Tahoe. Look at me, cake. But, I mean, this is so fucking ridiculous, people, and we do this every fucking day. And this is the one I was telling you about, man. I noticed because, I mean, it was so fucking obvious. They've been working with him. I swear to God, I'm telling you right now because I observe things like this. They have been working with him on walking with that fucking diaper on and trying not to fucking show it. He's trying to walk like Trump walked. I don't know if that's going to help. CDC confirms heart disease risk soars 13,200% higher among vaccinated. Now, tomorrow they'll be telling every other word to be COVID-19. You watch what I tell you. And man, the vaccines are just wonderful. 13,200%. God damn, how much is that, people? I mean, they
never stopped.
Go ahead.
They never stopped.
Well, of course they never stopped, man. I mean, this is working. They're killing people by the millions, and there's still people stupid enough to roll up their fucking sleeve and hand it over, or there are people who can be coerced to threat through their fucking job or what might have you, you know. It's still working. Why should they let up? I mean, and they already have the next pandemic ready. I mean, we got a couple more weeks until September hits, and it's due to arrive. I mean, I'm sure the labs are working overtime to get it ready so that we're not disappointed when September comes around and people don't start dropping and they ain't got something else that ain't even been stuck in a fucking rat they want to stick in you. But I mean, this whole COVID thing, I mean, it's kind of unwinding on a man. CDC, heart disease soars 13,200% higher. I think that's quite a percentage number. A bombshell CDC and FDA study reveals that the risk of autoimmune heart disease is 13,200% higher in vaccinated individuals with the mRNA COVID-19 designated, but COVID vaccine. See, that's how they try to worm it in there. COVID is fucking coronavirus, which is goddamn the common flu, and the vaccines they're given are not fucking vaccines. They're not vaccines. They are biological kill agents. They've been described as such. The CDC on their own site admitted they're not fucking vaccines. They're made to fucking rearrange your fucking DNA so that if you're a man, you'll grow a long beard and put a fucking dress on and march down the fucking street in a fucking thong. The risk of myocarditis by 133 times is the background risk in the population, particularly associated with Pfizer biotech shots, Clark County, today.com. See what else they got to say about this. A bombshell study from the U.S. Center for Disease Control, CDC, and the Food and Drug Administration has confirmed that the risk of autoimmune heart disease is 13,200% higher. Wait, you know, that's not such a big number. We're talking about a lot of 13,000. Higher in people who are vaccinated, injected with bioweapon. Now they're calling it a bioweapon. A bioweapon for COVID. And then we have the bioweapon in brackets, and then for COVID, and then in brackets again, flu. quite a statement. The study found that the risk of myocarditis following the mRNA COVID vaccine is around 133 times greater than the background risk in the population. The study was conducted by the CDC, FDA, and researchers from the several top U.S. universities and hospitals. Myocarditis cases reported after mRNA-based COVID-19 doesn't exist. See, you got to start cramming it in there. You keep that fucking so that when you see it, you just read right over. I'm not reading over it. It don't fucking exist. Quit putting it on fucking paper, you son of a bitches. You fucking know it don't exist. It's never fucking existed. It's been proved not to exist. So you fucking propagandists, if you just repetitive, people just start reading over it. I won't. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 will never exist. Vaccination, and they're not fucking vaccinations. They're goddamn bio-kill weapons. In the U.S. from December 2020 to August, myocarditis cases reported after the mRNA base. Here we are. COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Never did exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccinations are not vaccinations. They're biological kill agents. In the U.S. from December 2020 to August, PDF, 80 kilobytes. Okay. Researchers examined the effects of the vaccination with products manufactured by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. They found that COVID shots increased the risk of suffering myocarditis by 13,200%. But we're going to keep on making it. You people need to keep on taking it because it's safe. The study, I mean, this is like the fucking Trump tards and the fucking idiots that go out there and fucking vote and shit. How fucking stupid do you have to be if you see a number like that and you thought, well, yeah, but, you know, I might as well take the shot. The study's authors used data obtained from the CDC's VARS reporting system. The data was then cross-checked to ensure the results complied with the CDC's definition of myocarditis. And the researchers also noted that given the passive nature of the VARS system, the number of reported incidents is likely to be underestimate. That means it's underestimated of the extent of phenomena. And it's not a fucking phenomena. It's not a phenomena. Something you can't. Electricity is a phenomena because they can't tell you how it works. This shit's real simple. They stick a needle in you with this fucking poison in it and this biological kill agent. They squirt it in you and your fucking heart starts to fucking fibrillate and you get myocarditis. That's not a phenomena. That's a fucking action reaction. 1,626 cases of myocarditis were studied. The results showed that the Pfizer BioNTech product was most associated with high risk. The Pfizer jabs caused 105.9 cases per million doses after the second vaccine shot in the 16 to 17-year-old age group for males. In the 12 to 15 age group for males, 70.7 cases per million doses were recorded after the second shot. The 18 to 24 male age group also saw significant higher state rates of myocarditis for both Pfizer's 52.4 cases per million and Moderna's 56.3 cases per million products. So, I seen that number like that. That's just incredible. I guess if I'd be Superman if I can live past those fucking odds. Let's do it. 13,200%. And they tell you, and still, you know, some dumb son of a bitch right now has got his fucking sleeve rolled up and he's taking him a fucking shot of that shit. Unfrickin' believable. What did I do here? Okay. Okay, what the hell? We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
It's a lawyer to get you undone. Say love ain't the same on the south side of town. It's a good love, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. And contributions are appreciated. And don't mail nothing because they're still holding our fucking mail. I mean, there's the law will, it's going to affect when I got time to fucking do it. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is, let's see here, 12:40 Pacific time, and that was Megadeth with This Planet's on Fire, and did that for the people in Maui. Kind of hot over there today, or every day, or it's been hot over there. I heard there was some heat over there. That's what I'm saying, I guess. Let's see what we got going on here. Can we get rid of this? There's no effect there. All right, we'll go to this one. That was the one, yeah, that was it, okay. This guy here, former vice president at Pfizer, Dr. Mike Eden, explains why digital ID and CBDCs must be rejected at all costs. Oh, why aren't you hung? Why aren't you up against the wall, you son of a bitch? Fauci appointed the panel of experts who decided only costly drugs like Remdesivir could be used to treat COVID. COVID don't exist. See, they could carry, some days they'll just fucking try to put it in every goddamn little place they can. They know that we know it ain't going to exist, and we're going to say it, but we got to say it because if they keep saying it, we got to keep saying it. And there's so much many more of us that the fucking goddamn the repetitive fucking shit. Don't worry. COVID-19 does not exist. It never did fucking exist. It couldn't be. They don't know how to divide, isolate a fucking virus. Plain and fucking simple. And they admit it. Did you know they all took money from its manufacturer? No. I won't believe that of Dr. Fauci. The doctors need to think critically and stop blindly following corrupt guidelines. You think? How about we fucking put them up against the wall? Then they'll stop thinking incorrectly and fucking giving bad information and killing our fucking loved ones. Won't you motherfuckers? We put you up against the fucking wall for the murders you've already committed. Just like that fucking Cuomo. Nobody, do you ever hear anything about that son of a bitch anymore? That motherfucker murdered 4,000 fucking people? Walked the fucking way from it? He even had money in his campaign, bank account so he could start another campaign so he could be mayor again. That murdering son of a bitch killed those fucking people and walked away from this fucking mafia. Only they're the spineless fucking mafia. They're the kind of motherfuckers that like to have like to be tough guys, only they're not tough guys. They're a bunch of pussies that have to hire their balls. Yeah, never mind. I won't go that far. Hawaii governor says state is looking to acquire land that was destroyed in fires. No. Here we go. Here we go, people. I've never seen this before. This is some fucking new shit. This is uranium. On Monday, Hawaiian Governor Josh Green announced that his administration was considering acquiring properties in the seaside resort town of Lahaina, that had been destroyed by the recent wildfires. And I love this motherfucker. I mean, you talk about a fucking slipshod son of a bitch. He vowed to prevent foreign buyers from swooping in to exploit the targeted tragedy. I suggested the state was better suited to take control of the land. Well, let's see, we've got these foreign corporations, and you ain't got no goddamn state government. You got a goddamn corporation, an unlawful corporation, running an unlawful corporation, pretending that they have a fucking authority when they do fucking not. Yeah, I bet you do want to get that land in your hands. That'll make sure that the fucking lion's share of the fucking bribes and the fucking money that's fucking given to by the developers is goes in your fucking pocket, huh, you son of a bitch? Because that's what this is about. No, I'm going to go on. We're the state. We're going to go in and protect that land for you. We're going to protect it right into our fucking pockets is what you're going to fucking do, ain't it, buddy? I'm already thinking of ways for the state to acquire the land. I bet you are. So that we can put it into a workforce housing to put it back into families or make it open spaces in perpetually in perpetuity as a memorial to the people who were lost, Green said, while standing alongside the rubble. This is like a snake oil salesman out there fucking wagging his wares now, isn't it? This son of a bitch, why not? You, of course you want to do the right thing for the people. I mean, Donald Trump, he was going to get rid of all the goddamn fucking illegal aliens. Even he was going to end that goddamn DACA, the day one, first fucking thing he was going to do. And you sure look like a trustworthy fellow with fucking big pockets that you want to fill up, you son of a bitch. Yeah, let's turn it over to the state. We can trust the fucking state. Wasn't it the state didn't turn on the goddamn the sirens? Wasn't it the state that wouldn't let fucking people, well, let FEMA take it over and let fucking Red Cross take it over so you couldn't even get food to your own fucking people? Wasn't that the state? Couldn't the state have fucking just said, get the fuck out of here and took care of it themselves, and at least the people would have got something to eat? You're going to trust these son of a bitches as far as you can throw that whole fucking island? I wouldn't. We want this to be something we remember. I bet you do. But the day that your fucking wallet got so fat you tipped over and knocked your head on the side of your car door. Remember, after the pain passes, as a magic place. I mean, you talk about a con. You know how con men talk? This is a con man talking. Lahaina will rebuild. The tragedy right now is the loss of life. The buildings can be rebuilt over time. Even the that's banyan tree, that's what it is, may survive, but we don't want this to become a clear space where when then people from overseas just come and decide they're going to take it. No, they're not going to take it. You're going to make sure they got to buy it from you, motherfucker, instead of the people that own it. So you're going to fucking take it. What's the difference if you take it or they take it? It's going to end up in the hands of, and of course, you're not going to sell it to the internationals, are you? You promise. You put your hand on your heart and you fucking pinky swore, didn't you? So you're not going to sell it to them, are you, son of a bitch? You talk about a snake oil, sneaky son of a bitch, this motherfucker. Remember, they didn't fucking turn the sirens on. School was out that day. All the little kids that got killed. Don't forget what the fuck happened that day. And these son of a bitches here that are talking about, we're your saviors. They're the ones that fucking are responsible for them sirens not going off. For them kids being out of school that day. For all the fucking deaths. They're responsible for not sending one fucking fire truck. They're responsible. The state will take it and preserve it. Yeah, I bet you will. Preserve it for how long? This open statement bullshit, that's how you can tell a fucking con man's talking to you, a fucking snake oil salesman. We will take it and preserve it. Yeah, and we'll turn it over to the BLM. Then the BLM can sell it to the fucking international contractors. The next thing you know, China will own it. In a separate press conference, Green reiterated his commitment to ensure the land was protected for residents and revealed that he had spoken with the Hawaiian Attorney General regarding options to do a moratorium on sales of properties that have been damaged or destroyed. Really? You're going to put a fucking policy in place, right? Just like the policy that said you couldn't export our fucking goddamn crude oil. And when you get ready, after you've acquired all of the land through fucking eminent domain and the state holds it in its coffers, then you'll just... you'll get rid of that memorandum because that's not law. That ain't law that'll stick. That is not law that is fucking would have to be repealed by the people. That is not law that would be put in place by the people. That is just your goddamn phony fucking dictate that you have no goddamn authority for. This is a con man. Don't be fucking fooled by him. It's going to be a very long time before any growth or housing can be built, so we will be pretty poorly informed if you try to steal land from our people and then build here. I mean, if you steal it before we get it, you try to take it without us getting our fucking cut in the middle, you know, because it's got to go through us because we're the fucking goddamn mafia here, buddy. We're the international corporate mafia because it ain't no fucking state. They are not your fucking representatives. They represent their fucking own fucking wallets and their fucking criminals. He said, adding, I will try to allow no one from outside our state, I will try, no, I will try to allow no one from outside. Is that how your legislation is going to read? Is this how your fucking subject matter bullshit's going to read? That you can make a race just by taking the race you're on your pencil? Just erase it. Oh, no. Now that the states took everything from you and you're fucking living on the fucking streets and you didn't get enough to even rebuild in a worse place, now the state, well, we need to open this goddamn land up and get this economy pumping, people. And then it'll be a whole new fucking circus, won't it? State to buy any land until we get through this crisis and decide what Lahaina should be in the future. See, he's telling you. Yeah, we're going to hold the land until these motherfuckers, well, we'll see who the highest bidder is. And then when we see who the highest bidder is, we'll know what the land should be, the future of the land should be, won't we? According to the Honolulu Civil Beast, over 2,000 structures were destroyed in the fire, three quarters of which were residential. Nearly 100 people have been found dead, though that number is expected to rise as crews continue searching the area. Sorry. I just get so excited about this when I hear these fucking, these loving politicians that refused, that didn't blow the fucking sirens. These are the same people. Don't ever forget that. I mean, they think you're fucking got the memory span of a head of cabbage, and you don't remember them's the fuckers that didn't blow the goddamn sirens so you could run and save your children. But they're here to take care of your land for you, because that's what they, you know, they care. This is why. And we're going to take care of the state's going to step in. The state is a fucking corporation. It is a corporation incorporated under the United States Corporation, which is an international corporation, which is a part of the international corporate fucking mafia. Plain and fucking simple. They want it for themselves. Make no mistake. They want to get it from the fucking people that own it. They got their houses wiped out. You won't even get what your fucking rebuild expenses would have been. I mean, you won't come close. They'll give you a fucking penance, and then they'll hold the land, and then they'll wait for the bids to go up, because that is prime fucking real estate, people. You can bet on it. Bizarre AI-powered apps let you text with Jesus, and for $2.99 a month, you can even chat with the Satan. Satan seems he's making a buck. I mean, maybe there's some mammon going on there. That is pretty fucking funny. From chat GPT to a virtual girlfriend, a range of weird and wonderful chatbots have emerged in recent months amid the proliferation of artificial intelligence. We got to look at this. We got to see what the hell this is, man. I mean, there might be a connection here to the supernatural, to the... but the last AI-powered app is arguably the most bizarre yet. The app called Text with Jesus is designed for devoted Christians seeking a deeper connection with the Bible's most iconic figures, according to its developers. As the name suggests, users can text with Jesus, as well as a number of other figures, including Mary, Joseph, Peter, and Matthew. And while the basic app is free, users can opt to pay $2.99 a month or £2.35 to speak to Satan. You know, Satan's making a buck off this, man. Oh, man. Okay. Text with Jesus was trained on policy available versions of the Bible, including the King James Version, the New International Version, and the New American Standard Bible, according to its developers. Users can chat to their chosen figure through a chat function, which strongly resembles Apple's message app. The AI will then respond with what it thinks is the most appropriate dialogue or guidance. How many times have I talked about the open subject matter of the Bible and how, you know, it can never be used as a court? We can't have a fucking theocracy because it can be interpreted as anything. Give me a fucking goddamn pen. You pick a page and tell me what it means, and I'll take a goddamn pencil and I'll punctuate it. It may mean the exact opposite, and you can't argue with it because it will be punctuated. The AI-powered app does not claim to provide actual divine insights or processes. Any form of divine consequences, but simply uses its language module to generate responses based on the wide corpus of Bible and religious texts the website explains. So now you got a goddamn machine going to interpret it for you. This is why I didn't want people doing it. This is why we got that first article up there to protect us from fucking people fucking, this is my interpretation, so this is how you shall live. This is what God meant because God talks to me and he's my buddy. Well, fuck you. I don't go for that kind of shit, man. I do my own thinking for myself. I believe as I goddamn well please, and I will not live in a theocracy. I will fucking fight it just like I'm fighting this goddamn international corporate mafia fucking takeover of the United States. You're not going to fucking sell this shit. But I mean, this is a great example of what we've talked about in the fucking past about, you know, a theocracy. Who's going to fucking do the defining? Because this here tells you that the goddamn artificial intelligence, you're looking at three different fucking Bibles interpreted three different fucking times, and it's going to sort through this fucking shit and give you some kind of answer that means any goddamn thing. And then that'll be the goddamn law, people. Hey, what a way to run a country, huh? Well, this is what the goddamn came out of the AI. It can't be wrong. It came out of a computer, right? Bible and religious text, the website explains. The purpose of the app is to simulate reflection, deepen understanding of religious texts, and encourage meaningful conversations about faith. For example, when asked how can I show kindness to others at work, AI Jesus responds, so in everything, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. For this sum of the law of the... This sums up the law of the prophets. So see, that's when you start playing around, when you start talking about, well, it says law in there, man. And I mean, I know it's completely fucking ridiculous that, but you know what? If God said it, he meant it the way, and he explained to me in my brain, he unscrambled this fucking puzzle for me in my brain. And I know exactly what he's talking about. And it means that you should bow down to me because I understand. That's what it means. And you can even give me some money, too, if you want. Show kindness, patience, and understanding just as you would wish to be treated. I mean, the basic app is free, although users can opt to pay $2.99 a month or £2.35 a month to chat to additional figures, including Adam and Eve, some of Jesus' disciples, and even Satan, who signs all his texts off with a smiling face with horns. I'm leaving this planet, man. I'm rebuilding my rocket out in my yard right now. I'm getting the fuck off this planet. Horns emoji, according to religious news. The team at Insider tested this ad on and found that AI Satan was arguably of character. When asked about homosexuality, AI Satan said, while the Bible condemns homosexuality, sexual acts, it also teaches us to love our neighbors as ourselves and treat others with kindness and respect. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about, open subject matter. How you interpret that. That is the danger of a fucking theocracy. That is the danger of the people that would have a fucking theocracy. Because you could reinterpret that, I mean, either way now, couldn't you? Give me a goddamn, like I said, I'll punctuate it. And it'll mean that fucking queerism is okay according right to the fucking Bible. Well, according to three fucking Bibles, because they put them all together, because there's so many different interpretations. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty, people used to go to fucking prison and shit over this fucking shit. That's why we had the first article. You can believe whatever you fucking want to believe. But you don't have to fucking believe what somebody, I mean, the government can't fucking make be the religion. That's what the people ran from fucking old England from the fucking the Great Britain's church, the Church of Great Britain or whatever the fuck it was, to get away from it so they could believe as they wanted to believe. They were Christians and they did have Christian beliefs, but they didn't jive with those of the goddamn crown. And which jived with those of fucking the goddamn Pope. I mean, too much forgiveness, you know, all the money was going to the goddamn church so that they could pray for the souls of the fucking kings who had committed atrocities. I mean, debaucheries, like we're looking at today. That's where we're headed back to. I mean, we're headed back to the goddamn good old days when they booger little kids and, on the street right in front of everybody, and, well, it's the king. There's really nothing we can do about it. He's a king, and God ordained him, or he wouldn't be king. Everybody knows that. If God didn't want it to be, it wouldn't be. I mean, I've heard that shit in this fucking country. I swear to God I have. I mean, about fucking when I was fighting Trump, you know, when that whole shit came out, when he came out with his bullshit and his lies. And one person came on the goddamn radio. I was listening to him on another fucking station. And he said that God intended for Trumpy to be there. And so, I mean, whatever happens, no matter how bad, how fucking disgraceful, just like fucking this goddamn child molestation, this pedophilia and the fucking goddamn human trafficking, the kidnapping, all this shit, it's okay. It's all right, because it wouldn't be happening if God didn't fucking want it. Don't you understand? The man's in control here. He's doing it for a reason. A bizarre reason that evidently I can't fucking understand, but he is doing it for a reason, which makes it okay. Well, not okay with me. And I mean, this shit right here, this just goes to show you how far fucking off tilt this whole goddamn country is, and in fact, this world is. And I've had about enough of this psychotic shit for the day. So we're going to call it a day and hope that the people in Maui get some fucking food. And with that, you know, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And to the people in Hawaii, man, you're looking out for yourself. You better get fucking mean. That's it. Aloha.